Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Okay, this morning we step in here with some inspiration, you know, as Slater just experienced everything going on at Disney. How was that? What did you experience? Really quick.
It was crazy great. I'm excited for you to experience the most country thing that has ever, because I'm sure we'll talk about it later in the show, the most country thing that's ever come to Disney, I found out, is being revealed. It's pretty cool. I would say if you're planning to go this summer, just experience everything brand new, because in the next month it's going to look like a completely different place.
Oh, and that's just the magic of Disney, yeah. Right? Like, you walk in there with your kiddos and there's so much excitement and there's so many fun things to do, to see, and I am blown away. As an annual pass holder, every single time I walk in there, I see something new and I'm like, wow, the creativity, the minds that are behind our theme parks.
Yeah, and because I don't discriminate, Universal, SeaWorld,
absolutely.
I mean, I think about everything that it takes to storyboard out a new ride, you know, drawing it all out to the point that somebody's actually saying, all right, you know, there's a 25-minute wait. Mm-hmm. So thank you to all of you who have great imaginations, not only the imaginations, but actual skills to make it happen and to make those rides safe. So to you this morning, from us here at K92.3, National Anthem.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater's $1,000 Minute.
K92.3. All right, we are on with Terry Sue, representing the fine folks over at Apopka.
All right, woo! Terry Sue.
Y'all, she's a woo! Grandmother of 9 children.
What?
One as fresh as just now.
Yay! Whoa! Congratulations, Grandma.
Yay, thank you.
Okay, so Miss Terry Sue, we've got 10 trivia questions, 60 seconds on the clock. You could pass any of these questions, but whatever answer you lock in first is what I have to take, okay?
Okay.
Terry Sue, you got any of those grandbabies around that are going to be able to help you right now?
No, I'm actually at work.
Oh, okay.
Well, okay.
Let's make sure the boss doesn't. The boss, do they really know everything?
We'll be quick.
No. Well, they're gonna wanna... and they're not here today anyway.
Oh, there we go.
Just like a boss.
They always want a chunk of the money, too. They always do.
Right.
All right, here we go.
Okay, with question number one. Which is more? What is 70 divided by 10 or 3 plus 9?
Pass.
Who famously said, live long and prosper?
Oh my gosh. Star Trek.
What is the name of the biggest ocean on Earth?
Pacific Ocean?
The song is Can't Stop the Feeling by Justin Timberlake. What movie is it from? Their grandkids would know.
They would know. Trolls.
The Breakfast of Champions is the slogan of which cereal brand?
Wheaties.
In the TV show CSI, what does the C stand for?
Crime.
True or false? Anomaly is the study of insects.
That's time.
Oh, dang.
Oh, yep. Man.
You went on a tear. You did 5 in a row.
That was awesome.
Completely correct. Wow. We didn't get all the way through, and the first one was super tough. What is 70 divided by 10 or 3 plus 9? Which one is more? The answer is 3 plus 9 because it's 12 rather than that's greater than 70 divided by 10. You know, a math question off the bat was tough. Good news is a guy is coming to your hometown, Tyler Hubbard, and you're going to be seeing him at the amphitheater.
Nice.
You got a pair of tickets in November.
That is awesome. I know you have 9 grandbabies, so it might be a little difficult. You may have to put all their names in a hat and decide who gets to go with you.
Or none of them. Take your husband or
somebody.
Yeah, that's great.
No.
Terry, you're a class act. We really enjoyed playing with you today.
Thank you.
$1,000 Minute. Let's see how you do. Join up on the K92.3 app to play.
K92.3. Do the right thing.
You always have a choice every single morning. Which one are you going to be? You're going to be the person that everybody goes, wow, I can't believe they did that. Or you're going to be the person that goes, I can't believe they did that. Right? Okay, choose the right one. Right, Chloe?
Well, this story this morning, too, it just makes us appreciate our furry friends even more. So Brandon, he lives in Oregon, lost control of his vehicle in the mountains. He crashed into the bank. The truck was slipped on its side. He was stuck, could not get out of the vehicle. And at the time, his dog was in the car with him. Well, the pup was able to get out of the truck and run 4 miles. Miles back to the family's campsite. The dog knew exactly where to go. When he arrived at camp, the family said that they knew something was wrong when Brandon didn't come back with the dog. And the dog had been like panting, acting weird, worried about something. And so the family began searching. And after a long overnight search and rescue, they got them involved. The next morning, they were able to locate Brandon. They airlifted him to a local hospital and he is doing well. But search and rescue said that without Garrett's dog, there was a good chance he would have not been found, or by the time he was found, he would have not been alive.
I still can't figure out four miles.
Yeah. 4 miles this dog traveled.
There's often times where I look at my own dog and I'm like, oh my God, what do you need? What is it? What's the problem? Mm-hmm. You know, like when mm-hmm. they're bothering you, they're annoying you. And I stop. This story makes me stop and think. They probably know a lot more going on, and they're trying to communicate to me, and I'm the dummy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, this has been happening for 60 years on TV. Like, Lassie, what is it, girl?
For real.
Stuck in the well.
For real.
Really. And it does happen in real life that if your dog is acting a certain way, and Chloe's seeing this right now firsthand mm-hmm. with Millie, right? And you're taking a dog into the vet. If Millie was like barking at something, you would immediately be like, okay, something is happening
Absolutely.
Over there. Actually, just listen to your dog and pick up on the reactions because they're picking up everything that you're doing.
Yeah. Can we be fair to say not all dogs?
No.
Right? Because there's probably one dog that chases a little laser light.
Yeah.
And that's probably not the dog that's going to save the family
Every dog I own.
Our furry friends, they really are just the best.
Cool.
They're so, so smart. I say it all the time. Like, we do not deserve these animals. They're unconditional love. They're so good to us. So to Garrett's pup for saving his life, the search and rescue team that worked around the clock to locate him, that right there is doing the right thing.
Doing the right thing. Brought to you by
Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors. For more, rbafla.com.
Doing the right thing
on K92.3.
This is K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country, Obi, Chloe, Slater. All right, so first, let's let you in on a little something-something. Even if you don't get the $1,000, which really the $1,000 is where it's at. I mean, you spend that this summer however you want, Airbnb it, whatever. That's with the $1,000 minute that we have coming up. But the consolation prize is pretty awesome. To see Tyler Hubbard in Apopka, so it's a win-win.
Well, and if you were at our show, Jingle Jam, back in December, the Pop Amphitheater, that's where he's playing, the same spot.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, Slater. Come on.
All right. So let me tell you, if you followed K923 Orlando on Instagram, you saw a couple different experiences that are opening this month at Disney, okay? We were waiting for it a long time. If you're a old-fashioned Disney fan, true, one of the saddest moments was when Splash Mountain went away.
Yeah.
It is. It was sad. I was devastated the fact that they had to make a change. They said, hey, this ride can be so much better. So they went back to the Princess and the Frog that came out in 2009, and they reimagined, as they said, the ride to a brand new one called Tiana's Bayou Adventure. That is, if you've seen the Princess and the Frog, what happens 1 year after Tiana's story of opening the restaurant. Then she opened up an empire. And what goes on as you go through the ride, I posted, it was like a day ago. Actually, you get to see the descriptions behind, because this ride doesn't open until the 28th of June. So you got some time.
Okay.
Is it still the wooden logs that you sit in? They didn't
change
those?
It is still the wooden logs.
Okay.
The big, big change, I will say, if you've been on Splash Mountain, the end of the ride, when they have the big wheel and everything else,
and
everybody
dancing,
they still have the singing and dancing, but it is the conclusion to the story of that ride.
Okay.
So think of it like, if you saw the Princess and the Frog, they made the announcement, yes, there will be additional Princess and the Frog, not only with this attraction, but coming to Disney Plus, there is a Tiana actual show that is going to be released. So that way, very, very soon, later this year, you can enjoy that. And they had the actual Tiana herself. So her name, Anika Noni Rose, and she was there actually singing the theme song to this ride that everyone's going to be singing. So, like, you know, it's a small world.
Yeah,
of course.
You can't get that out of your head. So this, She performed live with a New Orleans band, actually originally created just for this attraction.
The only thing required is to be true to the very unique thing that you need.
I love living here.
Yeah.
I freaking love living here because between all of the big brands that are trying to outdo each other, we win because we get entertained at, you go east, north, south, west, you're going to hit a theme park that's going to surprise you. And I cannot wait to experience this.
Yeah.
So you cannot ride the ride just yet.
The 28th of June. Okay. So you got 16 days from today. It's opening up. And they also made the announcement that coming next month, a lot of people are sad that Country Bear Jamboree went away.
I loved that as a child.
And no one knew when it was going to open back up. Well, they went to, of all places, get this, Nashville. And they took the guy that was the band leader from Jimmy Buffett, Mac McAnally, and if you know from The Voice, Emily Ann Robertson, Roberts, and said, hey, why don't you actually make this completely country? And July 17th, that attraction also is opening
up. That is so cool.
So I hate when stuff goes away and it's like, so now what? Now it's something brand new? And they're keeping the exact same characters and adding in additional characters to that.
All right, there you go. Yeah, the insider information.
There'll be more videos as well that you can follow on our Instagram, so that way you can enjoy it.
So
okay?
fun. Gosh, I love living here, like you said, it'll be in Central Florida. But if you wanted to ever chase Jason Aldean away, what he's disgusted by, we're hearing from him in 6 minutes.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's All Access.
We'll get to what Jason Aldean is disgusted by, but first, the jury reached its verdict after deliberation yesterday. Hunter Biden was found guilty on all three felony counts on drugs and a weapon. I see that Hunter is considering an appeal. We don't know the sentencing date yet, but the maximum time he could face in prison is 25 years.
Well, I've watched a lot of episodes of Law and Order. I don't know how many appeals. You could just keep appealing to a certain thing, and then they're like, you know what? You're done. You're on to the next one. Mm-hmm. Well, because we talked about it with Trump, too, is that we figure that appeals will come. We saw with OJ in the 90s, that was a massive case. There were appeals that happened after the civil suit.
You know what I like appeals? Apples.
Oh, those are the only appeals.
There you go.
We approve.
not peeling on onions. Never mind. No, I just need to stop. That wasn't even funny.
We're going to keep going, though. I like it, though, Chloe. I enjoy that you're
I tried being funny.
She was willing, guys. That's a big step.
The NHL Stanley Cup Finals, they're going on right now. The Florida Panthers are playing the Edmonton Oilers. Game 3 is tomorrow night in Canada. And the next game will actually be on Saturday. And our girl, Shania Twain, she's from Canada. No surprise, she'll be performing the pre-show. We will be able to watch some of that performance on TV before the game Saturday
night. Yeah, I love that.
I do think it's wild the distance, they said, between Florida Panthers and the Edmonton Oilers. The longest distance two teams have actually played in any sport.
Crazy.
Because they're at the opposite side of the entire country.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, and we'll see how the Florida Panthers do being, you know, in Canada. Canada loves their hockey. And lastly, our buddy Jason Aldean, he's not much of an Instagram guy, so it's always fun when we see his wife, Brittany, just have him join her on there. But they were answering a series of questions of would you rather, and this one was, would you rather eat only mayo for the rest of your life or sweat only mayo?
I've had to sweat it.
You are never going to be dating anyone. you sweat, man.
If all I had to do was eat mayonnaise, I wouldn't date anybody because I'd be throwing up all the time.
Throwing up all the time. You know, it is funny how some people, they just cannot stand mayonnaise, even you talking about it. And then you've got the person who's extreme who is taking a spoonful of that and eating it like it's custard.
That's gross. I'm out on that. But I do love mayo.
Yeah, but Jason Aldean would never play a show in Florida. That's what he just said. Because he'd be sweating mayonnaise like left and right. It would be so bad. His clothes would stick to him.
That's funny. You can see all these stories up online. K923Orlando.com. Don't forget, right after the second date update at 8:15, we're hooking you up with those Disney water park tickets.
K92.3. Time to hit the panic button with Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Talking to Clark over in Oviedo. Clark, you're complaining about work? What is it, like a boss? How much you get paid? What are you panicking about?
No, I wish. I mean, so No, I'm hitting the panic button because, so in my office, I work in a cubicle, and the guy next to me is constantly screwing up, and our manager keeps coming over and having to, like, correct him and ream him out. And, I mean, it's loud enough we can all hear it, but when he walks away, like, I hear the guy just mumbling all kinds of stuff, like, yeah, you think your family's gonna is safe? Like, you keep with me, and I'm like, oh, you know.
What?
Yeah, well, that, like, you know, one time I'd say okay, but just the other day he got in trouble, and he was like, oh, Father's Day is coming up. Be ashamed not to be a father.
When he's saying this at work in front of everybody?
Yeah, he's mumbling it in his cube.
Oh, okay. So he's not saying it to the boss, and he's not, like, saying it out loud. He's saying it to himself.
Well, he's saying it loud enough
that
he hears.
He's a meek, normal guy. And, like, he screwed up a few times lately, and he's just been getting in trouble. But as soon as our manager walks away, he starts mumbling some of the, like, craziest stuff where, like, it makes me think that, like, he might actually do it.
Do you think he's capable to do any of these things?
I mean, anyone's capable of some crazy stuff. I mean, like I said, he keeps to himself.
Totally true.
He's like a quiet guy.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm like, should I go to HR?
But, you know, I mean, do you talk to him enough to get a vibe that he's a, you know, just a happy person? And
he keeps to himself. I mean, he's not like, you know, microwaving fish in the break room, but like, he's...
Does he have a family?
He's a loner. Yeah, so I don't know, like, I don't know that he would do it, but like the fact that he keeps saying stuff and it's getting crazier.
Dude, I would set up some sort of recording device, whether it's your phone or whatever, and record the next time this happens, so at least you've got proof.
Definitely do it, because if not, it's your word against his, and if you go to tell HR, you don't actually have proof, or you could tell him and be like, hey, before you approach him, this guy's crazy enough, maybe you guys got to record and then have the authorities there. Wow. You know, is no one else has heard outside of you and now you telling us at this point?
Well, I'm afraid there's another guy on the other side who might have heard something, but like I also don't want to be on this guy's list.
You'll be at the top.
Oh, man. All right. Well, brother, I appreciate your honesty and your humility bringing this to us. So let's see if we can get you some advice.
Oh, man, that'd be great.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232.
Obie, Chloe, and Slater.
Laura, we're going to get to you here in 6 minutes. And give us a little taste of how you feel.
Sure. Man, if he doesn't confront that dude's going to break and just kill everybody.
What?
I don't know. I think I'd take a lot of bullets. It sounded like there was a lot of cubicles.
That's a little heavy. All right, okay, let's get what you have to say here next.
K92.3. The Panic Button.
Join the conversation.
With Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Today's Panic Button certainly got dark with Clark, the narc.
No, he doesn't want to be a narc.
He doesn't want to be, but he thinks that something has to be said because a coworker of his has been threatening the boss, not only his life, but his boss's kids' lives.
Under his breath, yeah. Ugh.
But he heard it. So what should he do, Laura?
Hi, yeah. I think this dude's going to break any day. I think he should kind of go up to him privately, just confront him and be like, listen, man, I hear you talking under your breath, you know. It's going to be okay.
Wait. So you're saying that Clark needs to go to the meek and mild guy.
Yeah. Oh. I feel like, man, I hear you talking under your breath, you know, it's all good. You know, our manager can be a douchebag sometimes, you know, let it go. I think if he goes to HR, the guy's going to break. He's going to go postal. He's going to kill everyone.
What if he tries bonding with him? Right. So he's like, our boss is a real dillweed, isn't he?
Right.
So that
That's not helping. That's fueling fire. I mean, that's just making things worse. I think, like you said, just him being there is what's important. I'm here for you. What's going on, man?
Yeah, that's the better one. Smile. It's going to be okay, man.
Wow. Okay. Hey, I appreciate that outlook. Yeah, thank you for that.
Got it.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232.
Obie, Chloe, and Slater.
This is K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country, shortly after the second date update, which we're faithful with, right? 8:15 every day. That's when it plays. After that, we're going to give you a 4-pack of tickets. So this way you can enjoy Disney water parks. I don't know what happened with my S there. I was like, tickets. But here, we're trying to help Clark, all right? Clark is an employee who's overhearing things in the cubicle right next to him. The person in the cubicle right next to him is saying some really dark things about the boss. Mm-hmm. Things that are murderous. And because he's hearing these things, should he say something?
I mean, I think he has to have a conversation, even if it's with him or, I don't know, directly go to maybe HR.
Mm.
Even gosh, better. But then as I'm thinking all that through,
and be the tattletale?
Is that just going to fuel him more, you know?
What if you just write an anonymous note, take it, find the boss's car, put it under the wiper? Something simple that says like, hey, somebody's threatening your life. Not yeah. me, but somebody, look out. And then just see what the boss does with it. The boss will then take it to HR, and then maybe they will pay for security, and then everything will be okay.
Well, and other people have to be hearing this. If he's in a cubicle, it's not like he's in a closed room. You know, other people around him, if he's loud enough, they're also hearing in on these conversations.
They're probably hard at work. Clark's probably the only one that's just like, man, is this day ever going to end?
Okay, so what's your advice to Clark with this coworker saying these things under his breath?
Good morning.
What's up? Who is this?
Linda.
Hey, we got Linda on the line. What's up, Linda?
Oh, hey, Linda.
Hi.
Hey, Slater. Hey, Chloe.
What's up? So what can we do with Clark the Narc?
Clark the Narc.
I would not record him because you're not supposed to by law unless you get their okay.
So here's what I wouldn't like. What I wouldn't like is to be found out that I was the one who said something. Because that dude would have it out for me for the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm.
And come after you, maybe.
Well, and I think just sitting down, having a conversation with him and just calmly, hey, what's going on, buddy? You know, I'm here for you. Yeah,
just explain it.
Right,
just,
exactly.
You know, don't mumble under your breath.
No,
you don't want to mumble.
He's just fueling it at that point.
What do I always say, guys? Invite him out to soup. Have him sit down. Blow on the soup.
And communicate. Have a conversation and try to, you know,
absolutely.
Be kind.
Yeah, just be like, you say, really going to kill the boss?
You know what? And this is a perfect example of you never know what someone else is going through. You have no idea.
Yeah.
Could be their worst day.
Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have those days.
Yeah, and if our boss is listening, we love you.
Well,
we love you,
you
quite
Linda.
A bit.
And I love you guys, too.
You're the best. Have a great day, Miss Linda.
I miss you. We're
you
glad
too.
We get to hang
Bye-bye.
With you.
Bye.
Can I do three? Good morning, and go ahead.
Yes, sir. This is Frank Gallagher from South Carolina, down here visiting Florida.
Welcome to Orlando.
All right, so you heard some of the crazy that's going on in our state. What kind of advice would you give?
Man, y'all state is crazy, let me tell you.
Did it seem like he should actually be worried about his coworker with what he shared with us?
I do agree, but I do not like a snitch, so he should say to himself and just mind his business.
Just mind his business.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do they say, Chloe? What do snitches get?
Nothing.
Stitches.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, and going to work with a bulletproof vest every day.
Mm-hmm. Jeez Louise.
Hey, man, you enjoy Florida while you're here, brother.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all.
Have a great day.
Yeah, that's a tough spot to be in. If you hear this person saying dark, dark things, I think maybe what you should do is maybe approach them and say, hey, buddy, I'm here
right.
for you.
That's
you
exactly what
anything.
I said.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Our boss sucks. I get it. I'm here for you.
Even just give them one of those pamphlets. Most office buildings have that, huh? Like
a
the
pamphlet?
Trifold pamphlet of like depressed. Thinking unhealthy thoughts. Call this number.
No, jeez. I think just sitting down having a conversation.
That's one way.
But if you ever wanted to chase Jason Aldean away, I don't know why you would, but what he's disgusted by, hearing from him in 6 minutes.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
Kevin, you said that the way that you met Lucy was the both of you guys like bonded over Yellowstone?
Yeah. We both went to Yellowstone. I mean, not together, but independently. And, you know, it's just kind of fun, you know, if somebody's been somewhere you've been, you know.
Oh, so you're talking about the actual, like, destination. Like, I was talking about the popular TV show.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the TV show, too.
Yeah, but I'd rather talk about
Yellowstone National Park.
I know, I'd rather
awesome.
Talk about that because people are choosing that as a destination, not only because of the show, but because of history. Okay, how did that even come up?
You know, just chatting about, you know, where we've been, what we've done, and, you know.
Why is it called Yellowstone? Do they have actual stones that are yellow?
I didn't see any. No, there's a couple of really nice waterfalls, but I didn't see any Yellowstone. That's a good question, honestly. Wow. I should have asked the tour guide.
Really, Slater? Really?
Okay, so where are we now in this relationship, or is there even one?
Well, I mean, it was going pretty good for quite a while, and then, you know, we went to dinner one night. We were getting some sushi. It's really romantic. You know, we got out to the parking lot, and we said our goodbyes. You know, that was it. I haven't really heard much from her. Maybe she's not interested or something. I don't really know. There was definitely a decline in attention and activity after that sushi. Maybe she doesn't like sushi. I don't know.
Any conversations about family?
No, that really didn't come up.
Okay. Why don't we do this, okay? We're going to do our best since she's not answering your number probably because she has it. She doesn't have ours. Mm-hmm. We'll try to call and maybe she'll pick up. But make sure you're quiet while the call's happening so that way we'll invite you in, okay?
Yeah, I won't say a peep.
Hello?
Yes, was hoping to speak to Lucy, please.
Yes, this is she. Who's calling?
Lucy, it is Obi, Chloe,
Hi.
Slater. Hey. There's three of us on the line, and I don't want you to get freaked out because we work for a radio station here in town, K92.3. We do the morning show.
Okay, what is this regarding?
So you went out on a date, and we would love to give you a $75 gift card towards another date with Kevin.
What?
Kevin, you did go out on a date with Kevin, right?
Yeah, how do you know that?
So Kevin called the radio station, that's us, and he would love to go out with you again. So that's why we have a $75 gift card to give you.
This is the radio?
This is the radio. It's Obi, Slater, myself, Chloe. Is there anything, Lucy, that we can go back and share with Kevin as to why you're not calling him back? I know it's just so odd right now, three people talking to you, but we can make it short and sweet.
Okay, yeah. What do you want to know?
He didn't understand what went wrong because he said everything was great. Even shared that you guys, I guess, both like outdoors. The Yellowstone, I guess, came up as a big thing that he said was amazing about your guys' bond that you shared.
Yeah. We've both been to Yellowstone, travel a lot.
Right. Like with that, he's like, wow, well, how many other people do you meet that you're attracted to that have that common interest of like going outdoors and traveling around?
Okay.
Should he have known what went wrong on the date?
Yeah, he should know.
Okay.
Because he doesn't.
Can you let us in just in case he doesn't?
What did he didn't tell you like when he said goodbye?
I mean, he said you guys said goodbye. That was the last time he heard from you. Was it a bad kiss?
Was it honk to them? No, it wasn't that. He probably didn't tell you. We were going back to our cars and someone was like waiting to take his spot, but we were like saying goodbye still, and the car like honked at him and then he yelled and he's like, what are you doing, man? Whatever. And then he like honked again and then he mooned the car.
Wait. Kevin mooned this car? What was he, getting into a fight with somebody? I'm confused.
He pulled his pants down and showed his butt to this stranger.
When you said mooned, I'm sitting here, I'm like calculating. I'm like, does that even happen anymore?
Exactly. I was like, what year is it?
Not only that, how old are we? Are you going out with a 13-year-old?
Literally.
That's insulting, Chloe. This.
Well, I'm just saying, like, that's not something we do as grown adults, right? Like, to random people.
And there's, like, cameras around outside the restaurant and the part, like...
He definitely didn't think you saw that, which is why that wasn't, in his head, what was a part of your date together.
He did it right in front of you, like, right next to you?
Right in front of me. I was staring right at him.
Okay, why don't we do this? Why don't we bring Kevin onto the line? I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Kevin, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Lucy, the only reason why we have Kevin on the line is so this way we can get the both of you talking. That's why he's there. Lucy?
Well, don't get quiet now.
you know, she got all quiet all of a sudden, you know. I mean, it seemed like you were having a pretty good time telling the story, if you ask me.
Did it go down like that, Kev?
Yeah, I mean, what's the big deal, dude? You know, it's like, kiss my butt.
Kevin, how old are you? No, seriously, Kevin, how old are you?
I mean, I guess the other gesture is a middle finger, Chloe. I mean, and that's fighting words right there, right?
He could have showed on the bat wing. That would have definitely got you in trouble.
You're showing your rear ear. For what? You know, like, what are you getting out of that?
Your rear ear.
Well, the look on the guy's face was pretty priceless.
I'm sure.
Well, what about your date, Lucy? Lucy, you still there?
No, I'm here.
Well, I mean, I guess it's not like he showed you the behind door. Like, he didn't show you that. Yeah. He showed somebody else instead of what would have been the better thing to do outside of doing nothing at all, which that wasn't going to be an option. You could have got into a fight, and that would have been worse, right, Lucy?
Yeah, it was just a turnoff. It was so childish.
Right.
Wow.
Like, who does that?
Like, he showed his true colors to you.
Right, yeah.
What color was that, by the way?
Oh, my God.
A different color than that dude saw.
I don't know. I kind of thought she would enjoy, you know. I got a cute butt. I work out.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Okay, so I guess this all comes down to second date or not.
How about this? Girls slash their boobs all the time. Like, it's like super. You ever been to Mardi Gras? I mean, come on. Like, what's the big deal?
All the time.
Yeah, I don't know about
Mardi Gras, first date, trying to impress a girl. I don't know. I can't really tell the difference.
Thank you.
At least we got
Mardi
the both
Gras
of you talking.
Beads, you know, I always thought it was stupid, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, so it's a no-go, Luce? Okay. Is that what you're saying?
No, thank you.
Second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K-82-3 app.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Hooking it up again.
Hey, who's this?
Good morning.
Who is this?
This is Linda and Okoe.
What's up, Linda and Okoe? What are you calling in for?
Water park tickets.
Linda, who would you take to the water park?
My grandchildren.
Yeah, you're going to end up doing that because you're our winner.
Yeah! They're going to love it.
Oh, you are so fun.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, we're going to be doing it all week. And if you want to check out some of the fun, the Crushing Gusher, out there at Typhoon Lagoon, actually posted a video up on our Facebook and Instagram. You can see just how wet you will get.
Okay. Can we get to this relationship that we did not know would last this long? Now, immediately when I say it, you're like, wow, 30 years? 60 years? How about just 6 months?
Yeah.
Actually, seven. I'm miscounting because they got married in October.
And maybe we shouldn't be surprised because a lot of us, it didn't make sense that they were coming together. Hey, no offense, Billy Ray Cyrus and Fire Rose, they parted ways. He's 62. She is not 62. She is half of his age. Okay? Which led a lot of people go, maybe that was the reason why, because they didn't actually have enough in common, right? To actually go down, because what do you got to talk about? Your favorite shows?
Mm.
Huh? Your favorite time events? He's like, hey, I remember when JFK died. And she says, what does JFK mean? No idea about any of that.
I mean, it can happen, right? You've got some major age differences in loves that have happened, that have been successful. In this case, though, Billy Ray Cyrus, I think this girl came out of like nowhere for a lot of us here in country music. We kind of hear the... you hear the mumbles and grumbles of people dating and whatnot. We did not know about this. So when they got married, we were like, whoa, this is out of left field.
Well, they hadn't been dating that long either before they got married.
So like now that they're getting divorced, we're like, yeah, I saw that coming.
It was October of 2023. So last October that she revealed that she was dating Billy Ray Cyrus. So I know they hadn't been together for too long.
Yeah. Is it weird, right? Because his kid, okay, he's got a couple of them. But Miley Cyrus, for example, she's 31. Fire Rose is 37. So
that is weird.
That's only 5.5 years that they have difference in age. So is that the difficult thing that maybe you think the family actually caused some of the riff? And they were like, you know, I want my dad to be happy, but I want him also to be happy with somebody that is not the exact same age as me.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. My parents are 2 years apart in age.
Okay, my parents are 10 and a half years apart in age. So my mom She met my dad, though, in her late 20s. And my dad at the time was in his later 30s. And to me, age is just a number. I mean, I love the both of them so much. And they've got such a beautiful marriage. They've been married now 25 plus years.
Okay, so how do you feel about it when a 50-year-old gets together with a 30-year-old?
I think that's definitely an age gap for sure. But anything that's 10, 11, 12, even 15 years, that to me...
Is it really that bad, though? Okay, say they stay together. It was successful. So he's 62, she's 37. What is that? Is that 25 years?
Mm-hmm.
I tried to do some math. Okay, he's 110. She's still old. She's 85. it's not that bad.
He makes it to
100. He just has to keep living. He has to keep living, and then it would have got where it's like, oh, that's kind of normal because both of you haven't been working for 30-plus years.
I mean, who knows what the real reason is they ended up filing for divorce. We don't know. We're just, again, speculating.
Yeah. I mean, another thing that could be, too. I mean, again, to Chloe's point, we're just kicking around a soccer ball, right? Mm-hmm. And they could be things where you get together with somebody and you think you know them.
Mm-hmm.
But then you spend some real time with them, and then you're like, this person's got deeper issues than I thought.
Yeah.
And who knows? She's younger. Like, maybe she wanted children, you know? And that was a conversation. And Billy Ray has got grown-up children. You have no idea.
And I wouldn't be surprised, knowing Billy Ray Cyrus the way that I think we know Billy Ray Cyrus, maybe he didn't know her real name wasn't Fire Rose. It was really Joanna. And he's like, that's not a cool name.
I do know there were some documents that were obtained that he has to pay her $5,000 a month for her housing in Tennessee for like a period over like 90 days. $5,000, that's a lot of money.
$5,000 a month?
Is he bringing in $5,000 a month? He had one hit song on the radio years ago. Is he still making that money?
You know what? We're going to see him on one of those sad, sad song commercials. Saying, hey, Billy Ray Cyrus really needs your help. If you can help him out so he can actually pay this woman.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
K92.3.
Orlando's number one for new country.
You need reliable appliances to help you conquer the day. And Menards is the one-stop shop for huge savings on new energy-efficient appliances. We carry the largest in-stock selection, starting at low prices and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade today and save big money on new appliances right now at Menards. Save.